You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, hello, everybody. Blessings to you on today. I hope you're doing really good. I really am. It is the fall season right now. And oh, I can't tell you how much I'm enjoying it already. It just really officially got started at the date of this recording. It really did this week. But I am so happy because the weather is just calm and it's nice here in Georgia. And I also just celebrated a birthday. I did. I had a birthday this week, really September 16th. And I went on a little vacation and just had a wonderful time. But you know, this month of September has really been enlightening for me. It really has. And it's as if my ancestors, did I say that word? Yeah, my ancestors have just really been, if I can use this word, enlightening me, and to be appreciative of my family, and to be appreciative of where I come from. And so that's what I want to deal with on today. I want to deal with that. Now, before I go any further, I want to say thank you to all of you. I'm so excited, y'all. Some of you are like, who are you? This is my first time listening to you. Well, I am Dr. Michael Moseley, and you are in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. Yes. And I am so glad to have you. Look at there. I am really, really happy. I tell you all, I found out some things in the last few weeks about my life and my family that it really has just inspired me. So I'm really ready to share some things with you. So you don't want to go anywhere, because today I want to find out, what are you proud of about your family? What are you proud of? What I want to ask that, I want you to really get that in your mind. What are you proud of about your family? Now, I got some things I want to share with you, but I want you to think about that for just a moment, because there are some things that maybe your family have done, and it gives you more of an understanding of who you are, where you come from, and why you have these different likes and dislikes and all of that. And I've given readings lately, and that has been popping up about family. So when I began to do some investigation on my family, that's when I began to understand what Spirit has been trying to tell me. As I give readings to several of the clients lately. But you all know what? I went to Dallas. And I went to Dallas. My sister and I went there to visit another sister in Dallas. And do you know, I found out that I have a whole side of the family that I did not know. Really, I did not know. And it was around about my birthday, right before. And I said, you all know what? I'm turning 53, and I didn't even know y'all existed. And we all had a big laugh. But prior to this, about a few years ago, I was asking the question in spirit and in my time of prayer, where do I get this psychic or prophetic ability from? Where does it come from? I really want to know. My mother wasn't intuitive, and my grandmother was not intuitive. I'm like, well, where does this come from? And so I just really be on a quest to really search and find out. Well, I had an idea, but I wasn't for certain. Well, do you know, I found out. I really did. I found out. Listen, I'm going to share that with you in just a few more minutes. Don't go anywhere. In fact, call somebody and tell them they need to get online and share with us. And really, we'll all become proud of the contributions, the achievements of our family. Because whatever they went through, it made us who we are today. Aren't you appreciative of that? I know I am. Listen, don't go anywhere. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Moseley. I'll be right back. And I do mean right back. Don't go nowhere, okay?
Thank you.
in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And you know, we titled this show, Your Spiritual GPS. Sometimes you're on a path to get somewhere and we may get off path or we may get off track, but the GPS automatically reroutes you to your destination. Well, in my spiritual path, it wasn't that I got off track, but it helped me to go through some areas, maybe through the tunnel, for me to understand better who I am and to appreciate more so who I am and where I came from. Really, and that goes with my family. Some of you right now, you are on a path to manifesting great things, but you're being spiritually guided. You're being spiritually led. I do believe that our ancestors are always with us. I believe, now you all know that I always talk about that scripture that says we are compassed with such a cloud of witnesses. So let us run the race that is set before us. I believe in that cloud are our ancestors, our spiritual forefathers. They have gone on into the realm of spirit and they are yet nudging us and keep going. Go for it. You can do this. Well, a few weeks ago, I was in Dallas visiting another sister and who was on my father's side. And I just began to, you know, blurt out some questions. I said, now, look here, y'all. I got some questions. I want to know who is my father's who's my father's mother. Now, he is there. He's still alive. And he's up in age, but he's very coherent. And I said, now, I don't know anything. And I really didn't know anything about my paternal grandmother. And everybody was kind of surprised, yet not so surprised, because it was kind of hush-hush about her. The reason why it was hush-hush about her, because she had a spiritual gifting. In other words, she was a spiritual worker. And they began to let me know, this is where you get your gifting from. I'm like, shut your mouth. Are you serious? They said, yes, you get it from your paternal grandmother. She was known throughout the world as a spiritual worker. And get this, she was also a preacher or a pastor of a church. I'm like, shut up. Like, yeah. But when we were kids, we were kind of banned to have any dealings with her, because at that time people labeled her, and I won't go through all that, but they labeled her in certain terms, and my mother did not allow us to really have any dwellings or dealings with her because of misunderstandings. But now I realize, that's where this come from. That's where I get this insightful information. And it made me proud. I began to say, well, show me some pictures of her. Where is she? I need to see this woman that is so much like me, or I'm so much like her. And do you know what? When they began to show me the pictures of her, I felt a sense of closure. I felt a sense of, this is it. This is where you get this ability, this power, this gifting, this anointing, this energy from. And it made me more proud of who I am, not to deny who I am, but to be even more proud and more determined to express who I am. I wonder, did that make sense to anybody? When you find out your heritage and you realize, why do I have this ability to draw? Why do I have this ability to sing? What is this gifting? What is this energy? Well, it should make you proud to say, you know what? I believe I can go on now. I believe now I realize I have purpose in my life. Many people talk about generational curses, but there are also generational blessings. That's what I like to say. And when you find out that you have similar abilities as maybe someone in your family, that's part of your generational blessing. Now, when you find out maybe you got high blood pressure like Cousin Joe, that is what we call a generational cursing. I found out that my family have a lot of issues with high blood pressure. And I'm like, oh, so that's why I have it. This is a generational curse. We're going to have to break this curse. And that's what I'm determined. We also found that I had a lot of cancer in my family. Well, there's no need for me to be alarmed and upset. No, what I'm going to do and what I have been doing is praying. Saying, okay, now that's part of that generational curse. Let's break that. And let's also enhance the generational blessings. So therefore, I want to ask you a question today. What are you proud of about your family? Just think about it for a moment. What are you proud of? You know, this is why I barbecue so good. My Uncle Jim, he used to barbecue real good. And for some of you, it just comes as a gift, as a talent, as an ability. You just pick it up second nature. That's because it's part of your generational blessing or your generational gifting. One thing else I want to share with you. I learned now not to shy away from my abilities, not to muzzle down my giftings, even being a spiritual worker. Yes, I am. And I learned to be proud of that because it is recognizing and honoring my ancestors. It's honoring the tradition or the heritage that I come from. So I joined their ranks and saying, yes, I am this because they were that. And now I stand on their shoulders to continue the legacy, to continue what was started in my family. I pray that you do the same thing. Listen, I'll be right back, and I'm coming back, taking some calls, and we're going to find out what others, what are they proud of regarding their family. Don't go anywhere now. I'll be right back. GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, don't forget now, schedule your reading. You know, this really started with one of the readings that I had with one of the clients, and I just felt led to find out more about my family and where this gifting come from. But really, it started with the gifting, and I was doing a reading, and, you know, one thing led to another. But you can get your reading with me. All you got to do is text the word reading to 40691, okay? Schedule your reading. There may be some insightful information that Spirit want to reveal to you, even about your family, about your heritage. Let me go talk to Tyreek since he's right here in Atlanta. How you doing, Tyreek?
Pretty good. Doctor, how are you?
I am doing wonderful, Tyreek. Now, Tyreek, what is something that you are proud of about your family?
Well, and it's funny, actually, you're speaking of this. I have a double first cousin who has two other sisters where they have not spoken to each other in about 6 years, 6 or 7 years, due to something that is very small and petty. And my cousin ended up catching COVID. And on top of that, he had double pneumonia on top of congestive heart failure.
Wow.
And so they ended up reaching out to him because they were thinking they was going to lose him. But I'm a spiritual person, and I already knew that he's not going anywhere. This is for you all to bond. And I was like the middle person of them to speak to them. So it actually brought the entire family closer because he's a very important piece of the family as well as I. And it just brought everybody together. And I'm glad everybody set their differences to the side because life is too short to be upset over something that could have been resolved over an adult conversation.
Wow.
And I'm so proud of them for them to do that and accomplish that. And I'm the youngest out of all of them.
Oh,
and so a lot of them are like, oh, you can't be Mr. Gadget. I say, actually, I'm not trying to be Mr. Gadget. I'm trying to be Dr. Phil.
One, that is amazing. And it's wonderful that, you know, sometimes we do have petty issues, but it's wonderful that we allowed a spirit of forgiveness, a spirit of unification to come and to strengthen the family. We are stronger together than we are divided. So, and it's good that you were able to be spiritual enough to see that this did not come to kill us or to destroy us, but it came to unite us. So I congratulate you on your spiritual eyesight to appreciate what is being done and to see the purpose of it all. I think COVID has brought a lot of us together. So Tyreek, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Just actually love life, because I'm actually have been looking for that special one. I have a young lady that's trying to speak to me, but I'm kind of still iffy, so just the love life.
All right, so we're kind of iffy on the situation, but she reminds you of somebody in your family, right? Who is that?
She reminds me of my mother.
Yep, that's what I was getting ready to say. She reminds you of your mother. She reminds you, so therefore there are certain things about this situation. I think this is a guidance, but this person is here to guide you into a greater, I want to say a greater level of, now this is going to be a funny word, but to guide you into a greater level of intimacy. I'm not talking sex, but I am talking intimacy, to be able to convey your heart, to open your heart. This person is challenging you to really, open that flower, open your heart to be more intimate with your secret thoughts. That's why they're there for you. So I would really open my level of trust with this individual, okay?
And that's exactly what she said. So you're very closed off and very sheltered. And because I've been hurt several times, especially in my previous marriage. My previous wife, she had an affair for like about 7 years. And I didn't even know it.
Yep. So right now, this is what it's for, to open your heart. Trust. Let's move. We got to move on in life now. And she is the guide to help you move on. And really, you're going to find her very nurturing and very caring. But you're going to have to give her the opportunity to do that. You can't stay closed off now. If somebody's lifting it, reaching out their hand for you to kind of help you, you're going to have to take the hand. So it is going to be a trust factor for you. But try it, and let's see where it ends up, okay?
Okay.
Tyreek, you stay encouraged. I'll talk to you. Now, let me know how things are working out. I'm curious, though. I really am very curious, but let me know how things are working out for you in that relationship, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend.
You're more than welcome. Blessings to you. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. Don't go anywhere. I got more callers. We got to find out what else are we proud of about our family. I'll be right back, everybody. Your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, your spiritual life coach. Now, I believe I'm ready to talk to Keisha out of Seattle. Keisha, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Dr. Mosley. Long time no talk.
yeah. I'm glad you're doing well, Keisha. Now, Keisha, tell me, what is it that you are most proud of about your family?
Well, I am most proud of my sons. I have two teenage boys, and they are facing just every challenge that the other teen is right now. But they have shown that they have so much empathy, and they are so mindful and caring to their fellow teammates and classmates and just in general. And it really makes me proud to know that I developed two young men who are caring and kind, and they can show and express empathy.
That is awesome. Yeah, and now where do you know where that comes from? Is there another family member that is that way, or is that you?
That's probably going to be me. No, but my mother is also that way. We got some tough cookies in our family, but there's a few people like my mom and myself who we really see things from a different perspective, and it comes from a place of love. And I'm so happy that my kids have caught on to that early, and they don't judge and they don't see things from a limited perspective at young teens. And I think that's amazing.
Wow. Congratulations. I think it's amazing that you helped to nurture that gifting. You were the one that helped to nurture that ability within them. So I have to say hats off to you, Keisha. Keisha, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Well, first and foremost, happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
But I've been getting some messages in the last couple months here regarding my work situation. I really, really, really loved what I do and where I worked up until kind of recent months.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting more and more kind of uncomfortable with the changes that are being, you know, kind of trickled down into the department that I manage. And it's starting to not sit right with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I've outgrown this. And I just want to know, what do you see for my career moving forward since I'm starting to put myself out there?
Okay. Well, first of all, when you're saying I'm starting to put myself out there, that's absolutely wonderful. Now, well, let me say it this way. You're putting yourself against fear, and you're putting yourself forward or towards greater success. That's what's coming to me. Sometimes the fear gets our way. What's on the other side of this? Oh, God, I'm getting kind of nervous. But there is so much success that is for you. So you are headed in the right direction, the right path. Everything, I always say this, everything is not always the devil. You know, something, I ain't nothing but that old devil. It's just bothering me. Oh, get on my doggone nerves. But everything is not the devil. Some things is really God. I look at the PE coach or the fitness trainer. They could be mean as HE double hockey sticks, but they're not necessarily the devil. They're there to help you achieve your goals or to help bring out what is in you. This that you're going through is really not devilish or not demonic. It is to help bring out more of who you really are. It's to help bring out and nurture the giftings and the abilities or the greatest success that is within you. So you're headed in the right direction. Yes, you will be moving to a whole different, position, but I really also feel like it's a whole different company too. So I would not be afraid to put myself out there and say, let's go for it. Hold on to what you have right now, but there is so much greater that is on the way for you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate you as always.
Well, I'm appreciative of you as well. And I want you to stay encouraged, stay motivated, because really, please hold on to this. Your family is with you. That other side that is in the ethers or the spiritual realm, they are wrapping their arms around Keisha saying, come on, we got you, boo. Let's go do this. Okay.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Mosey. I appreciate it.
You stay blessed, Keisha. I look to hear from you again. And everyone, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't go anywhere. I got some more callers in queue. You just got to keep going. Your family is behind you. I need somebody to really grab that. My family is behind me, and they're rooting for my greater success. I'll be right back, everybody. GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, based out of Atlanta, Georgia. Yay, hooray for Atlanta, because the weather's getting nicer now. The humidity has dropped, so it's one of those days, oh, I want to be outside, yes. Listen, don't forget to schedule your reading with me, okay? Schedule your personal reading with me. Spirit has a lot to convey to us. And sometimes it may share some things with you about your family, how you need to be excited about them. I found out some wonderful truths, even some things that shocked me about my family. I found out I have an aunt that I never knew. And we found it recently, but now that I found out about it, we've connected on Facebook like, hey, auntie. But it's so good to connect with your family. That's a reason why you were brought into that family. Whether someone was maybe a drug addict, I had a drug addict in my family, whether somebody deals with insomnia, whether somebody deals with some addictions, it lets you know. These are issues that are in my family. They don't need to catch me off guard. I just need to pray because I want to continue to be a warrior against them, a winner over them. There's so much strength in knowing who you are connected to your family. Yeah, that really is. Listen, get your reading. Text the word reading to 40691. Text the word reading to 40691 and get your reading with Dr. Mosley, okay? ASAP. Do it right now. Let me go to Tennessee and talk to a dear friend of mine, Miss Anita. How you doing, Anita?
How are you, Dr. Mosley?
I'm doing wonderful. Now, Anita, what is something that you are proud of about your family?
It's a lot of things. My family, I love the way when we come together, we actually love on each other.
Uh-huh.
And I think that comes from the upbringing that we had from my grandmother, because my grandmother didn't allow us to argue with each other or fight with each other. I'm a good singer, and I don't know where that comes from, but I know where my baking and my cooking skills come from.
Okay, so where does the baking and the cooking come from?
The baking and the cooking skills come from my grandmother.
Oh, okay. Now, is she still alive or she's passed?
No, she's deceased. She's been deceased for about 22 years now.
Wow. So you have this ability to bake and to cook from her?
Yes.
Now, I'm curious. Do you think that you ever sense her presence around you in the kitchen?
I always sense her presence around me.
Really? Now, you know what? One day, I think it was on Labor Day, I was doing something and I was in the kitchen and I heard this voice. I just felt this energy put some brown sugar on there. And I heard it and felt it so strong, like, okay, you know, and I realized it was part of my ancestral heritage. Like they were cooking with me. Do you ever get that sense to, well, try this, or they may tell you to sprinkle this on there and see how that works. Do you ever get those type of inferences or messages from the spirit realm?
All the time. All the time.
Really?
Yes.
So they're cooking with you?
Yeah, all the time, yes.
Wonderful. Now, what is something I can look into for you on today, Anita?
I don't know. I've been feeling lonely lately, and I've got a lot of people around me, so I don't know why I'm feeling that way. Like, what's the cause of it? Am I supposed to be in this atmosphere right now? Is God trying to tell me something? Is this the reason why I'm in this atmosphere, or what's going on?
Okay. You're feeling a little lonely, which means right now, Spirit Realm is trying to isolate you to really see some things. You know, sometimes we tell our kids, now you go sit in the corner, or you have what they call it now, time out. You know, they have a time out. Now,
yes.
The time out is for you to think about what you've done.
Okay.
Right now, they're wanting you to think. So they're trying to get you off to the side just for a moment, not to punish you, but to get you to think about where you're going. What do you want?
Okay. I don't feel punished.
Exactly.
At all. I just feel like, you know, like you said, I'm in timeout, so I need you to sit and think about some things. But I'm like, I was talking to my daddy a couple of days ago, and I was telling him some things, and he said, you know what, you've been through a lot in all of your relationships. Mm-hmm. And he said, one thing about this relationship that you're in now, he'll never be able to say that you don't communicate, because you're doing that. You're telling him what you want from him, what you need from him. And he says, so I don't think that you're comparing this relationship to another relationship. It's just that certain things that he does brings back what happened in the past. And I'm like, yeah, it's not a comparison. But he was like, but you are communicating. And I was like, wow, Daddy, like, I've never known you to say stuff like this on this level to me. But he made me realize some things that, yeah, I've been through a lot, and I didn't even realize that I had been through so much.
Mm-hmm. You have. And but this, when he said that, I want you to grab that this part of the relationship is for you to realize that. That's why they have you to sit and think. They're isolating you, that you can realize this is where you are now becoming stronger. Some things, I always say God uses a devil, or God uses. One time I was thinking about, I know this is going to sound funny, but I was thinking about a roach. Like, why, God, did you create this roach? Oh, I just can't stand roaches. And it was during the season change. And they have, when the season change, sometime in Atlanta, these big cockroaches that get into your house. I don't know what they call them, but they're big roaches that go into the trees, I guess. And it just, one got into the house, and I just like, ugh. But I asked God, why did you create this? Well, he said, now, why don't you look at that different? Do you realize how stronger you are than the roach? It may get on your nerve, but you have the power to kill it and get on with life. Certain things come into our life that we can realize our strengths, our abilities. Some things we don't have to tolerate. We can overcome this. So this test in your relationship right now, God is isolating you to cause you to realize how strong you have become. You have now began to communicate and no longer be withdrawn about your feelings. You've been able to enunciate and dictate clearly, precisely what you're desiring, what you are expecting, what you are tolerating, what you are welcoming, and also what you are no longer condoning. This is when you deserve an A.
That makes sense.
So the isolation is just about over. You're getting ready to go back to partying, okay? It really, it won't be long.
Okay.
You're getting ready to go back to partying and having a great time. I promise you. I really do promise you that. Okay?
Okay, that'll work. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my dear. You stay blessed. Oh, my goodness. You are in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley. And listen, I want to know, what are you proud of regarding your family? Now, Nita gets her cooking from her grandmother and all that. Oh, and it's wonderful. What are you proud of regarding your family? And there is something to be proud of. There is something to really be proud of regarding the contributions of your family. Yeah, you realize why some people are hot-tempered. Like, I get it from my daddy. When I start sweating on my nose, you better watch out. I get it from my daddy. Well, now, that's something you may want to pray about. And now, I want that one. I don't want that one. I pass on that. That's what I call a generational curse, not a blessing. Let me go talk to Carol right now. Carol, how are you doing on today?
I'm fine. Can you hear me all right, Dr. Mosley?
I hear you loud and clear, my dear. Blessings to you on today. Now, Carol, tell me, what is something you are proud of regarding your family?
Regarding my family, let's see. They're intelligent and studious people, for one. And those that are not particularly academic are entrepreneurs, successful entrepreneurs. So I think there's a certain work ethic that my family has that I like.
So now tell me this. What are the contributions or the attributes that you take on from your family? Or are you like anybody in particular in your family?
No, not really. I'm the renegade. But
you're the renegade. Really? Okay, renegade. Come on with it.
Yes. I think my sense of style probably comes from my family. My grandmother was a woman who came to this country and ended up opening a beauty salon and then had several. So style was always a big thing with them.
So now you
have to look good while you study.
She came from this country. She came to this country. So where is she from?
That grandmother came from Jamaica.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you ever have a desire for Jamaican food or Jamaican lifestyle?
Well, I didn't know it was Jamaican food till I was much older. I thought everybody ate like that.
Really?
So, yes, my favorite cuisine is actually Asian, but that's another story. But that's like my comfort food.
Now, it's interesting because that's where I was going. I felt something about the food. So you just said that's your comfort food. So
Right. Is
it possible that your family is surrounding you, your spiritual family, is surrounding you with Jamaican food to let you know when you feel that comfort food, that's the reminder that we are with you? Because that's the way it is. I think a lot of times when Thanksgiving comes, Christmas comes, we remember the foods as a child. And even when I eat turkey and dressing, I know a lot of people eat it, but whenever I eat it, it's comfort to me. It's like, oh, it automatically takes me to Thanksgiving or to my grandmother or my mother. And both of those ladies are crossed over now. But it always reminds me that they are with me.
Well, I would definitely agree with that. For example, my son with macaroni and cheese is really it's consistently remembering his great aunt, my aunt who has passed on. From my perspective, well, I work with an army anyway, so it's not just the food that as a sign that they give me to show me that they're there and they love me.
You know, that was one time I could not get rid of the craving for turkey and dressing. And I said, nobody's cooking that. Well, my wife found a little restaurant that they did have it, and she brought it to me. When I began to eat it, I just felt so comforted. I relaxed. I'm just now realizing this. I'm having one of them Oprah Winfrey aha moments. You know, that's when I'm realizing, oh, that's why it was them trying to let me know we with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's aha.
Oh, yeah.
That's aha. Carol, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Well, I guess, tell me what you see. My life has flipped in the past 2 months. Mm-hmm. I was promoted, so that's a good thing, but I wasn't expecting it and I wasn't planning it, and someone just reached out and said, you need to apply for this position. Mm-hmm. And so I did, and here I am. So I got this promotion, which is fabulous. That's great. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I had a breakup. So what was actually had been very stable, there was no arguing or anything, but we're now in a freer time and they want to be, they want to have multiple partners. So on one hand, it went great, and on the other hand, it broke up.
Okay.
So my life has flipped completely.
So, in other words, are you telling me that your partner that broke up with you want to have multiple intimate partners or multiple sex partners?
Right.
Do they still love you?
He says yes.
Now, what I want you to do, let's go a little bit of therapy. I want you, don't answer it now. You don't have to, but think about this. Why do they want multiple partners? And let's investigate that a little bit. Because it's not to say, and I feel something kind of strong here. I don't think that they don't want you. It's just something that they're feeling or they're desiring. Let's investigate the feeling. Let's understand why this feeling is. And that's what I'm hearing for you. We got to understand, what is this that I'm feeling? The caller before you was Anita. She said, I feel alone. I feel lonely. And the word I got was isolation. So we have to investigate, why is this? It's not a punishment, but it was for her to understand some things. You just got promoted. You just ascended. You just got another level of increase. Now, here this person said, I want to have multiple partners. First of all, I applaud them for being able to tell you that, because everybody cannot receive that.
Right.
Now, number two,
okay.
Don't take that as, you know, I don't like you. I want more sex, or I want to be the freak, or whatever the case may be. No, let's understand, what does this mean? Why? Sometimes we just shut things off a little bit without understanding why. Not saying I'm giving in to it, but I need to understand what this is before I quickly say no. No, let's understand this. It may not be the multiple partners. It may be different things about sex, or it's different feelings, or it may be that I may want more variety, or it may be that, hey, we need to spice things up a little bit. But I really want to encourage you. I do feel you have a love for this particular person, a strong love for them. And I feel that they have a very strong love for you. And I have to say,
yes, but they've made their decision.
No, they haven't. They've made their decision by what they want. They've made their decision by what they want, or what they like, but they have not, or what they want to experience. But they have not made the decision to leave you. No, that's not true. I can definitely tell you that. There's still a link between the both of you. And this is something, now I'm not saying save it, but I can say it can be saved. But we need to investigate a little bit more. This is where your life is totally right now. Your life is understanding more. You've entered a very analytical season. Now, sometimes you just said something about your family. You said how my family is very studious and very smart people. Well, this is where that comes in. It has to study to see where this is coming from, so I can make a decision as to, is this still what I want? No, I don't want that. I don't want multiple partners. Or, well, this is something for us to think about, because sometimes we're afraid to broaden. We're afraid to go a little bit higher, or we're afraid of what this may lead to. And it may not lead to anything good, but it may. So I have to tell you, be honest, what I'm hearing, I need you to really investigate a little bit further. Let's not say no very quickly. And I'm not saying, well, Dr. Mo said we going to have this and we going to be freaks. No, I didn't say that. I'm saying investigate this feeling. The feeling and the action are two different things. We got to investigate the feeling. Where is this feeling coming from? Why are we feeling this? And honestly understand, what is this making me feel like? What is happening with me? Because you're going through a change, or a channel of what he's telling me is a chain of events, because you are changing.
Yes, I would say that's true. The change, the promotion at work, in my spiritual life.
Yes.
Yes, taking and on responsibility for others.
All of this is very spiritual. Now, again, let me be very clear. I'm not saying agree to multiple partners. That's a personal decision. But what I am saying is investigate it.
But that's not a choice. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't make that clear. That's not a choice.
What is not a choice?
Whether I agree or not. That wasn't a choice. That was a unilateral decision.
So he just said, I don't want to deal with you anymore because I want multiple partners.
No, I want us just to be friends, and we'll remove the eros.
So he said, let's just be friends.
Uh-huh.
Uh-uh, that ain't what he meant. I get a block every time you say something like that, because that's not what he meant. I don't know why. I get this block. Like, no, there's still a link between the both of you all. I think he may be afraid of maybe what you may say or what you may do. Something about fear is blocking him. But he's still concerned about you. Now, if that be the case, if he's ready to move on, I still get the same thing. Feel. Open your heart to feel. Open your heart to the advancement of what you're feeling, because you are going through a cycle of changes or a chain of events. But what he just said, that is not true. It's not. He didn't know how to really address it. I can clearly tell that to you. I can clearly say it. He did not know how to address that with you. But so I don't feel him very far away from you. I really do not. But I do want you to understand that you are going through a metamorphosis, and it's taking you to a higher level of understanding who you are, a higher level of appreciation. You have so much that is going on for you. By the time the holidays really roll around, you are really going to see how much you have advanced this year of 2021. And you're going to have, I don't know if I can say it this way, but I feel like saying it like this. You're going to have some hella fun by the time.
Oh, I would like to. I would like to hear. That's what I want to hear, because work is good. It's
yes.
Just obviously a new position. It's challenging. I have a new team. That's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
My spiritual life with the people that are coming to me, that's good. So it's just to now put my personal life between that and balance it all. But now my personal life is in shambles.
No.
You just can't win.
It's not in shambles. It really is not. It's just that you've been cleaning up. And you know, sometimes when you clean up, you got to have a pile of dirt over here, but you're going to sweep it all over. It's going to all
right.
Pan out. That's all it is.
Okay.
That's all it is. You're just going through a readjustment. So it's not in shambles. It's just a readjustment. Get ready for the hell of fun, okay?
Okay, by the holidays. All right, I can work on that. I can work because I have a lot to do anyway.
Well, so, congratulations, Carol. Keep me posted. I want to know the saga continues. I want to know what happens with this. Because this ain't over.
We always have a good conversation, Dr. Mosley. I love it. Thank you so much.
You're more than
we'll
welcome,
talk again.
Carol. Listen, everybody, you're tuned to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And don't forget now, you can schedule your personal reading with me. Yeah, I got more to tell you. Schedule your reading with me by texting the word reading to 40691 or call my office, 916-467-4448. Okay? 916-467-4448 or the simplest way, I guess, go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. DrMichaelMosley.com. You can schedule your reading right now. I'll be right back. I still got some callers in queue. Don't you go anywhere. What are you proud of? About your family. I'll be right back. Spiritual GPS to success. I am your host. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I'm going right back to the phone line. Let's see if I can talk to Barbara from South Carolina. Barbara, how you doing on today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. Now, Barbara, what is something you're proud of about your family?
I'm proud about my family's strength and resilience. And lately, for the last couple of months, we've gone through a lot of sadness, and we are able to be with the strength and come together as a unit and stay strong.
Now, that's the good part about it, that you are able to stay strong. I think that's great. A lot of strength is in your family. So, Barbara, tell me, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Just tell me what you think, because there's so much I can ask for. So,
all right. Well, what I do see is I need you to decide. In other words, you are in a decision-making mode. A lot of things are being decided upon right now. You have to make some decisions. Right. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? What is the best thing to be done right now? And follow through. In other words, let's say it this way. Don't be afraid of making a mistake. But be excited that God is always with you. And that is true. He's really there. The universe, the power of God, the omnipotent one is always there. Remember, I just said earlier, a GPS automatically reroutes us to the proper destination or to our destination that we choose. Even if we get off track, the GPS will reroute you to reach your goal. That's the way God is. Don't be afraid of making a mistake. But it becomes a problem sometimes when we stand still too long. When we're feeling God say something, go with it. Just go with it. Try it. And God's not the one to punish you, you know, just because, well, I thought you said it. Well, he's going to honor you because you took a step to move towards what you thought. So I want you to keep that in mind. It's time to really decide where you want to go and do that. Do what you are desiring to do in your life. Does that make sense to you, Barbara?
Yes, it does. It does. Oh, wow.
So you're not off, but you just need to just move towards the goal. Keep going. Keep going. If it looks like there's something wrong, God will automatically help you. He's right there. I just told this in another reading earlier. It's good to remember that you and God, we're friends. You know, you're friends. And look at it that way. A friend is like, you know, Barbara, come on, let's try. Well, what if it don't work? Well, what if it does? Come on. And that's God. He's trying to pull you. Say, come on, I'm with you. You're not by yourself. Well, what if I lose my money?
Right.
Well, I'll give you some more money. I got it. And then he really does have it.
Right.
So, you know, that's the scripture that says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Well, what that means is he really is a powerful being. He has all the money, all the credit, all the favor. He's wonderful, and he's also your friend, and he wants to hang out with you. He's great, and he wants the greatness from you. He wants what is best for you. So let's go for it, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. You just gave me confirmation. You just don't even know. Thank you.
Oh, well, you're more than welcome, my dear. You stay encouraged and keep moving on your spiritual path to success, okay?
I will, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
God bless your heart. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I'm really excited. What are you proud of about your family? What are you most proud of? There are great things that are happening because of what your family has endured. Yes. Listen, don't you go anywhere. I got some more callers in queue. I'll be right back, everybody. Spiritual GPS to success. I believe I'm headed to talk to Angelica. Angelica, how are you doing on today?
I'm doing great, Dr. Mosley. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Angelica. Now, Angelica, I'm almost out of time, but Angelica, tell me, what is one thing that you're proud of about your family?
My family is so hardworking, and they always do everything they do with a smile on. And I got that from my family. I work really hard, and I try to do everything with a smile on my face.
I like that. I really do like that. Wow. And you really do. You have a just a beautiful smile. It comes through your voice. It really does. So, Angelica, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Okay, just something quick. I would like to know. At one point in my life, I was very independent, financial independent, and very able to support myself on my own. And I would like to know if I'll be able to do that again.
Okay. Oh, goodness. Yes. You know why? Based on what you just said about your family, it's in you. That's why lately you are not being satisfied. You see, because your family, mm-hmm. you just said they work hard and they do everything with a smile. You have, they achieve their goals. They wanted it and they went after it. You're not being satisfied because you're not going after what you want and achieving it. So in other words, you can do this with great simplicity and great ease. It just has to be done. You can achieve mm-hmm. it, and you will get to that point. Just remember your work ethics. Remember your workability that you get from your family. They are there to help you regain your financial independence. They are there to help you regain your success and your notoriety. It is there. It's part of your heritage. It's part of who Angelica is. She is a hard worker. She is an achiever. She is a go-getter. She is a financial, independent, beautiful, talented woman. And that is what you achieve from your family. Does that make sense to you, Angelica?
Thank you, Dr. Mosley. That's what I was hoping to hear.
Congratulations, my dear. Go forward and achieve the success that you are meant to have, okay?
Okay.
Listen, everybody, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success, and I want you to do the same thing. Be sure to do the same thing. Achieve the goals that you have. I had this powerful revelation and who my family is and the spiritual workers that are in my family, and I just wished I would have known them before they passed away, but you know, it's okay. I can now still really feel their presence as they are connected with me spiritually. So I want you to take a moment to really think about your family. This is where you get that ability to cook from, or this is where you get that beautiful smile from, or this is where you get your work ethics from. This is where you get your psychic ability from. Celebrate that. Remember now, there are what we call generational curses, but there are generational blessings. Or generational giftings, those beautiful gifts that have been passed down from generation to generation, and now you have it. Make your family proud. Make your heritage, your lineage proud by achieving what is in you to achieve. You can do it. Your family, your aunts, your uncles, your mom, your dad, grandpa, great-grandma, they're all with you. And they are rooting for your success. Listen, go to drmichaelmosley.com and book your session with me, okay? Or text the word READING to 40691. Text the word READING to 40691 and book your session today. Or go to drmichaelmosley.com. That's drmichaelmosley.com. I'm not out of words. I'm certainly not out of love, but I am out of time. Stay on your path, your spiritual GPS to success. I'll talk to you again next time.